I just kept at it, really. I mean, it was one of those races where it was tough. A lot of guys were going good, and just stayed at it and got guys when I couldn't get them and got there.
Overall, the weekend for the is your first ESMA race of the year, first swing car race of the year. Obviously, you'd want a win, but a second place isn't that bad to start. What about your time? Granted, you said before in Victory Lane, it's the first time you've run a car in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's what championships are built on, is good finishes. And, you know, we'll never shake our heads at a second-place finish, and we're happy about it. And, you know, obviously we'd like to win, but we'll be back Friday night in Delaware, Canada, and we'll give it everything we got.
I asked Mike an idea just from the race tonight, who he thinks his main chief competition is going to be. Obviously, defending series champion, you. We mentioned you in there. Obviously, Mike's going to be tough this year, especially the times you threw down today.
Oh, absolutely. Mike will be good. They're good competition for us, and we make each other better, and that's what's fun about it. So looking forward to this year, racing them and racing the rest of the group. They're all tough.
Any close calls tonight?
Oh, there's always a couple close calls. I had a couple guys not run me so clean, but I won't give you a quote that you can write. Just thankful to have four wheels on two cars and 8 wheels total.
Finally, who'd you like to thank for your run tonight?
Royal Purple. They came on both Nicotra and us this year. Big supporters. Helios Financial Group, GNI Homes, everybody that pitches in to make all this possible, the fans. And, you know, just another great weekend in Oswego.